Recently, DDB Unlimited went through the ISO 27001, and these podcasts are to inform you, our customer base and potential customers, of what it means to have ISO 9001 and ISO 27001. Today, I'm joined by Steve Adamans, our quality manager at DDB. Steve, welcome, and this is the second of our series. And the last time we talked about the ISO 27001, and one of my questions is how long have we had been certified in ISO 9001, and why did we choose to implement the second ISO management system for information security?
We've been certified to ISO 9001 since March of 2011, and that project began implementation in around the beginning of 2010. And I think that the reason that Dusty had chosen that originally, that standard originally, was to manage the processes that were being developed and not allowing the company's growth to get ahead of the controls that he wanted to have established, and he wanted the processes to be controlled. And so chose 9001 and liked the benefits and what it provided for the company, what it provided for the employees, because now there was a formalized structure, process, procedure, standardized. And so there began to be little question about what needed to be done, when it needed to be done, and how it needed to be done. And it became more of a decision-based making process, to where it was just a standardized process with how we process our orders, how we process them through credit, and how we process them through manufacturing and purchasing, and all of those things became standardized. And with the onset of the requirements that we started seeing from the industry as a whole to protect the confidentiality and integrity and availability of customer information, it was just a progressive step for DDB to implement an information security management system as well, in order to give our customers comfort knowing that we are taking their information, confidentiality, accessibility, and integrity seriously.
So once we received 9001, did you see some significant improvements in quality? I mean, what did that really do to the company and your assessment of this?
Each step along the way started to provide, you know, with known expectations, with employees knowing what was expected of them, and with our suppliers knowing what was expected of them, having clear-cut blueprint drawing, having processes implemented like modification sheets and change orders and deviations, we were able to implement the framework of the system to standardize processes. And DDB as a company as a whole is unrecognizable today from where it was over a decade ago when I started.
And do you think that with the recent COVID-19 challenges that this has helped our company by having ISO 9001?
Absolutely. The procedures are already in place, and all of the employees have been trained the same way with the same information, and therefore it's standardized. So you can remove certain capability positions away from the facility itself to implement a business continuity plan that calls out for working from home, and the process is still run the exact same way. And that was one of the huge benefits to having a quality management system put in, was that it was always going to be done the same way every single time, and that's what we're looking for. So yes, it's absolutely helpful.
Okay, so now we've got certification in 27001. Really, what was the reasoning for going to this certification?
So the quality management system requires a company, organization, a business to basically look at what they're agreeing to prior to processing the order or agreeing to it, meaning, you know, lead time, can you get it to them in the time that they want? Can you do it, with a certificate of conformance? Are there special material traceability certificates needed? Are there additional requirements that go along with the order? And the quality management system requires that an organization review what those requirements are prior to accepting an order. So unless it's a repeat order where we already know that we can comply with it and have no problems with it, those continue to roll through. But we did start to see on some customer terms and conditions that they were revising their requirements, and they did start to identify an information security system no less stringent than the requirements of ISO IEC 27001. And we did start to notice this requirement popping up on a lot of other notable and nameable customers that I can't talk about because of confidentiality requirements. But yes, in fact, we did start to see these pop up, and DVB wanted to get ahead of the curve, and so we've started to pursue an information security management system certification.
So can you provide an example of where DDB or the customer benefited from this certification?
This certification has already been used 3 times in order to demonstrate to the purchaser that we, in fact, are certified and that we do meet that requirement. So it has already been sent out to customers quite a few times.
Very good. Steve, thanks for joining us. Again, this is DDB Unlimited. This is our podcast on quality, why ISO 9001 and 27001 are so important to DDB. If you've got any questions, please contact Steve Adamitz at steve@ddbunlimited.com, or you're welcome to contact me. I'm Rick Romlovitz, rick@ddbunlimited.net. If you have any other future podcasts that you'd like to listen to or want to know something about enclosure technology, please contact us. Thank you for listening.